We're here in Faith, Hope, and Love office, and we had some exciting things going on, and I would let our new friend, Darren, introduce himself and tell us the initiative.
Hello, my name is Darren Boyd, and the initiative that we're partnering with, I don't even want to say partnering, I want to say expanding the kingdom and expanding the body of Christ, or more accurately, connecting with parts of the body of Christ. In the aspect of sewing and manufacturing of clothing. It's something we all need, something we all have to have. And so this initiative is about empowering the next generation to be confident in how they look. It's actually a ministry that goes from the outside in just as well as Christ works from the inside out. We all know that clothing affects the way you feel. It can often affect how you feel about yourself and how others view you. But as we begin to develop this program, one of the things that we're going to look at is developing students to be able to become business owners and to be able to influence everyone around them by how they look, but also how they act and how they dress.
You and I had various conversations in the past, and so how are you going to launch this initiative?
Well, the program that we have is set up in three parts. We have beginning students, we have intermediate students, and we have advanced students. And the program basically, the intermediate students and the advanced students will act as a service, both tailoring and fine custom work, either mending or altering clothes at the intermediate level and making clothes at the advanced level. And our students will go around not in our building, but they'll actually go meet people where they are, whether it be their offices or homes, and measuring them. But we also want to develop them and get them ready to run their own businesses or be able to walk alongside another business and be a part of that as well. So,
now, also, based on our conversation in the past, that you were involved in haberdashery, and briefly share with us what was that business and who were your main customers on that?
Well, at the haberdashery, it was on 49th College, and we had everybody, typically high-end clients, professional athletes, politicians, lawyers, doctors, you name it, but anybody that can afford to have custom-made clothing, anywhere from your shirts are, you know, the $120 to $270 shirts, your suits or dresses can run into the thousands of dollars. So that's kind of, I want to pass on that skill set. I want to pass it on to the next generation so that they can take it even further than I took it. Yeah. But I just want to be part of that process and do my part.
Well, you talk about do your part, and we are so happy and blessed that we're able to collaborate with you by providing you these five machines, and we're looking that this will multiply. And I know that that's your thing too, is to multiply. Is that right?
Amen. That, yeah, always multiply these five machines. I'm not sure how many people's lives that they're going to touch, but my prayer is that every person that they touch at least 10,000 more, and multiply it over and over and over, so this whole city is filled with the glory of God. I'm always interested in seeing God's blessings, and one of the very definitions of God's blessing, or one of the obvious evident ways that you know that God blesses, that everything around you treats you as though you were God's child, as though God was right there.
Amen.
And so favor abounds to your account.
Amen. Well, kingdom of God in our midst. Bless you. Bye.